fantastic and unforgettable fine dining experience? Then look no further than the Dining Room Laysdown, a hidden gem on the island. Savour our amazing Asian cuisine in a contemporary luxury setting. We cater for parties and private celebrations with our extensive range of cocktails and finest champagnes. Open for lunch 12 to 2pm and evenings 5 to 10pm closed Mondays. For reservations, call 01795 511 861. Visit our website diningroom.info or contact us on Facebook. Experience the taste sensation that is the Dining Room Laysdown. Awarded Fine Dining Restaurant of the Year and Best Restaurant in the Southeast 2023.
Community Radio Station of the Year 2023. Sheppey FM 92.2.
Step right up to the love machine. You may get lucky when you suffer a dream. Let the wheel go round, round and round. You may win that girl you never found. She may be Susie or Maybelline. She could be Kathy or Angeline. Let the wheel go round. In line, this love machine. Don't waste no time. Let the wheel go round, round and round. What will your fortune be in the love machine? She may be short, she may be wide. Lady Luck, stop that wheel on 38, 24, 35. Step up. Who's next in line? Who's a love machine? Don't waste no time. Let the wheel go round.
Your life. Local participation, interviews, outside on the scene, local news, weather, traffic, and what's really happening locally. On Sheppey FM, your station, your music, your island.
Right, good afternoon. Hang on, that's very, very quiet. That's better. I can hear myself now. Good evening, shall I say, and welcome to Conversation with a Councillor. And my name's Neil Williams, as you know. I'm one of the local town councillors. And with me today, I'm really pleased about this one, we have our new MP, Mr. Kevin McKenna. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Neil. Hi. I'm just getting used to your studio setup and sitting here with the headphones on. It's all very, very posh.
It is good, isn't it?
Yes, it's
you know, we've worked really hard. I mean, you know about, obviously, how far we've come, the radio station, and what we got last year with Radio Station of the Year, and you know, it's been an uphill struggle, but you know, we've done it, and I think you've got exactly the same in front of you from what I've been to, what we've been talking about. How do I start? It's what I normally do with conversation counsellor. I like to find out a little bit about you, right? Because obviously you're new to a lot of people on, you know, on the island and sitting. Where am I getting that feedback from? That's better. All right. Sorry, it's just Steve covering his mouth there. that's never happened before, is it? Yeah, I say, you've come in from... I mean, I didn't know about you until the elections turned up. And obviously you're here now. Would you like to give us a bit of background, a bit of history of where, you know, your career, how you actually started off? And
yeah, well, I was born a little bit further up the river in Erith and grew up in Bexley, so I was most of my life in Welling.
Right.
So a few of you will have been there. You know, famous for its McDonald's and High Street and not a lot else, really, to be fair. Cannon, the Cannon in Welling High Street, Welling Corner. It's quite a monument, frankly. But no, I loved it and grew up there. And then and then I've actually lived most of my adult life in the East End of London, right in Bow and Tower Hamlets and in Bethnal Green.
Yeah.
So I sort of maybe a bit of an honorary East Ender as well, but I was really keen to come back here. Me and my husband in particular was really keen to move to the sea.
Right.
I mean, he comes from South Wales, he grew up right by the sea. He's been pining for it for some time. Mm. So that was one thing. And then also, I'll probably come into this, gradually I did get more and more involved in politics, maybe against my own better judgment, and that's kind of what's led me here.
Right.
But through most of my adult life, I went to school in Sidcup and then I went to university. Didn't really know what to do after that. I think probably like quite a few people, whatever the thing I picked to do at university just wasn't really me.
It's nothing to do with what you do now.
I've got a degree in it. It's got this ridiculously long title, microbiology and microbial technology. But it's basically everything from, you know, making beer to genetic engineering and all sorts. It's really posh sounding. I found it so dull.
We have an MP that knows how to make beer.
I haven't made it for some time.
But you know how to do it. That's a win.
And as a nurse, I also know how to treat yeast infections. So I find it's all, you know, much of the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, it didn't suit me. And actually, and if I'm honest, actually that side of things, that very academic, intense stuff, although, you know, I love it for the interest and learning and stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I wanted to do, and I was sort of sat there going. I remember being sat there in at one point, and I'm in this laboratory, and it's only in the middle of the night, and there's only one other person. It's like, well, I kind of miss the people, and I never thought of myself as a sort of people person till then. But then it was like, no, I need to do something that's got a lot more human to it.
Such the interaction, with the work,
And then when I moved back to London, I did settle in the East End. I didn't really know much about. I sort of knew about as much about nursing as anyone does. You know, it's all fancy uniforms, and you know, since you're little, you go along, you get all your blood pressure taken and all of that. I didn't really know what it involved.
Well, honestly, when you see a nurse, they normally everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Well, increasingly these days, it's the way it's gone. But. Actually, and then when the more I read about it and learned about it, it's like, actually, this sort of fits different parts of me and the way that I think and want to approach the world. And I was still worried about it because I was scared of blood and the sight of blood and things like that. I kind of got over that now.
Yeah.
Unless I'm watching horror films. And then...
I've got a nurse that's scared of blood. No.
Yeah.